Dosan. I have three reasons to be thankful before I start on the message. Three reasons to be thankful.
未讲到之先咧，有三个需要感恩嘅原因。
The first thankfulness is that I'm thankful to being here at Logos Baptist Church.
第一个咧系我好感恩，因为我喺今朝喺度啊落到基督浸信会。
As I look at the audience, there's young people, family people, older people, grandparents like myself. So I'm grateful.
当中咧系有年青嘅，有年长啲嘅，甚至有好多好似我咁已经成为祖父嘅。
But the thing that I'm most thankful for this morning, I'm not the oldest person.
我最高兴、最感恩嘅，我唔系当中最老嗰位。
I all speak to a younger congregation, but I respect my elders. I'm glad there's older people older than me.
好多时我同啲人讲到嘅时候咧，当中大部分都系年轻过我，但系今日发觉有一个仲有个仲老过我嘅。
Second thing I'm thankful for is this fine pastor you have here.
为道神感谢我哋可以喺度服侍。
And I just heard that Pastor Dave is a good translator.
我有时我都会同佢翻译得系 OK 嘅。
You see, when I preach a bad sermon, I know it's a good sermon because we have a good translator.
我都系叫佢所讲跟住讲啫，系佢负责嘅。
And so I'm grateful for that.
我为此而感恩。
But on a more serious note, I'm thankful to be able to now preach the gospel for my 51st year.
我更加感恩系今年系第51年，系我可以传讲福音嘅一个咁嘅服侍。
A deep honor, deep privilege. I've been a pastor for 40 years.
是我自己觉得一个极大的神给我的一个职责和荣耀，我是做了牧师40多年。
And I've been preaching in the Bay Area churches now for my 11th year.
在湾区来讲呢，我就已经是有传道11年。
And so it's a deep privilege because, last week, my colleague, Pastor John Fong, he's about 70 years old at Bay Area Chinese Bible Church,He recently passed.
上个星期咧，我有一个以前同佢同工嘅 Pastor Fong 咧，系71岁，佢系离世归主。
And so, he's a friend, a colleague, and pastors pass on to be with the Lord, I realize that every day that we are here is God's grace.
佢系我主内嘅同工，亦都系朋友。咁佢而家已经系翻返去主嗰度，所以我觉得每一日可以服侍咧，都系神嘅恩典。
Okay, Pastor Al does have a gift for two people this morning.
我带咗礼物嚟，可以有两个人可以得着嘅。
And it's related to the message.
系同今日嘅讲道有关嘅。
And if you know the answer, you stand up and Pastor Al has a gift for two people.
咁你如果问问题嘅时候，你企身识答中嘅话呢，係有两个人可以得着呢份礼物。
Okay, Duck Maya. Duck? Okay, here we go. Listen carefully.
留心听啦。
I told Pastor David, I wanted to choose a family passage, and the family passage here is rememberLot's wife.
我同你牧师讲咧，我想拣一段同家庭有关嘅信息。咁呢个信息叫做记得罗德嘅妻子。
See, Jesus taught his disciples to remember the Lord's Supper or to take communion.
耶稣教导佢门徒系要系守圣餐啦，系纪念佢嘅呢个主餐。
Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
耶稣话：你哋咁样做系要纪念我。
I work in the funeral business now for 11 years.
我过去11年咧，系从事喺呢啲殡仪馆里边帮助人去主办丧礼。
And this is off the Chinese have normally traditional burials and funeral service.
中国人咧系通常系采取佢哋传统嘅一啲嘅丧礼嘅习惯仪式。
I have a secret for you about funerals.
我同大家讲一个关于丧礼嘅一啲嘅秘密。
It'll shock you.
或者会大家觉得惊奇。
After 3 generations, no one's going to remember you.
好几代之后咧，冇人会记得你噶啦。
You'd be fortunate if your grandchildren visit your gravesite.
如果你嗰啲孙嚟去你个墓地嗰度去去啊、去纪念嘅话，你就已经系好好彩啦，真系。
But Jesus is smarter than us.
但耶稣当然比我哋聪明。
We remember his death for over 2,000 years.
佢死咗2000年，我哋今天仍然纪念到佢嘅死。
And every time we take communion, we remember Jesus.
我哋每次领圣餐嘅时候，我都系纪念耶稣嘅死。
Here's another thing.The thief on the cross, remember? He said to Jesus, remember me when you are in paradise.
另一个同耶稣一起钉的一个强盗，他跟耶稣说，他说你得国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus said to the repentant thief, truly I say to you, today, today you will be with me in paradise.
那耶稣就跟这个悔改的强盗就说了，他说你我实实在在告诉你，今天你就要同我喺乐园里边啦。
We remember to take communion, but we don't remember Lot's wife.
我哋当然会记得系呢个守圣餐，但我哋唔一定会记得呢个罗德嘅妻子。
Jesus remembered the repentant thief on the cross, but we don't remember Lot's wife.
耶稣会纪念呢个喺十字架上同佢隔篱钉嗰个悔改嘅强盗，但系我哋未必一定会记得罗德嘅妻子。
If Jesus tells us to remember something, it is going to be very important to you.
如果耶稣叫我哋记得一啲嘢嘅时候，当然对我哋系非常之重要嘅。
So Jesus tells all of us this morning, remember this one woman, Lot's wife.
耶稣今朝同我哋讲，你记得呢个女人就系罗德嘅妻子。
Okay, what are we to remember about her is found in Luke chapter 17.
咁有关于个罗德嘅妻子，我哋要纪念嘅地方系喺路加福音第十七章。
There's three things we ought to remember about this story.
呢个故事里边有三点我哋系需要记得嘅。
And Jesus tells the story.
耶稣喺度咁讲呢个故事。
First, Jesus tells us in this story there's a dysfunctional age.
讲到一个人佢都个年纪呢佢身体都唔听使嘅。
And really, a dysfunctional age is something is very, very, very wrong.
哦对唔住係讲到一个世代呢、这个世代呢好多事情呢係都係败坏嘅。
So Jesus says in the days of Lot, and Lot, the story Lot is found in the book of Genesis.
咁呢个耶稣讲到罗德嘅故事係记载喺创世纪。
And it says there in verse 28, it will be the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building six things.
在28节那里记载当时的世代的人，他们吃、喝、买卖、耕种、建造，总共参与六样的平常的行动。
See, there's nothing wrong with these six activities.
呢六样嘅活动咧，本身冇乜问题。
We all do them.
我哋个人都系咁做噶啦。
We all eat and drink. You'll have lunch a little bit later on.
我哋个个都吃喝，我哋迟啲仲会食晏昼。
But what makes these six things wrong is when you leave God out of it.
指出问题嘅地方就系当你净系进行这些活动而神不在当中的时候。
I want you to really think about it. When you leave God out of your activities, it becomes dysfunctional.
当我们不让神加入我们的生活里面的时候，我们的生活会出乱子了。
Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10, 31.
大家留意在保罗在哥林多前书10章31节那里这么
说。Whether then you eat,or drink, or whatever you do, what? Do all for the glory of God.
无论你们或吃或喝，一切的事情都是要荣耀神。
In other words, in all of your activities, even in eating, give glory to God.
所以无论我们做任何事情，甚至去平凡到吃喝，都是要在那里荣耀神。
You see, in the days of Lot, everybody was self-centered.
在罗德的时代，个人都是自我中心。
And today, We are living in a very selfish society.
今天我们同样活在一个非常自私的社会当中。
What happened in Genesis 19 on the story of Lot in Sodom?
在这个创世纪十九章那里讲到这个所多玛、俄摩拉这两个城市的故事。
You go back to Genesis 19 and you look at verse 29 and this is the judgment on Sodom.
去翻创世纪十九章二十九节嗰度讲到对呢个所多玛一个嘅审判。
Why was Sodom judged?
点解所多玛被审判呢
？It's sinfulness.
系佢当中嘅罪恶。
It was a dysfunctional society that left God out of it.
系一个邪恶嘅城市，佢当中人完全冇去跟随神。
And then Jesus tells a story in Luke 17 verse 29 and says, But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
所以在耶稣在这里第二十九节那里当这个罗德离开所罗马那日火和硫磺从天上降下来将这个城毁灭。
I'm afraid that Christians today, as well as non-Christians today,They don't have a fear of God anymore.
我恐怕我哋今天无论系信耶稣嘅或者系未曾相信嘅，对神嗰个敬畏似乎系唔存在。
I don't think Christians believe that there'd be a judgment or a day of accountability.
好多基督徒都冇谂到佢将来要有一个系要交账嘅日子。
And Sodom in Genesis 19 was judged because of its wickedness.
旧约这个所多玛城是神是审判他们的罪恶。
Then Jesus tells the story in Luke 17, what will happen when he comes will be just like the day of Lot.
耶稣讲到当他再回来的时候情形就正如好像旧约这个审判所多玛的日子一样。
Listen carefully because this has not happened, but Jesus has said it's going to happen.
留意这个事情尚未发生但耶稣预言必定将来会发生
This is what's going to happen when Jesus comes again
就是耶稣再回来的时候将会发生的事情
He said in Luke 17 verse 30-31 he said It will be just the same on that day that the Son of Man is revealed verse 31 On that day the one who's on the housetop on the roofWhose goods are in the house must not go down and take them out. And likewise, the one who is in the field must not turn back.
耶稣咁样形容佢翻嚟嘅日子，第三十节嗰度话：人子显现的日子也是这样。当那日，人在房顶上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿；在田里的，照样不要回家。
You see, when Jesus comes again, he will judge the earth.And Jesus tells us, you don't have time to pick up your valuables, flee.
意思就是说他回来的日子你根本没有时间去执回你的誓愿你的有钱值钱的东西你要马上逃跑。
Jesus is teaching a discipleship principle.
他都教导一个做门徒的原则。
And the discipleship principle is don't turn back.
这个原则很简单就是不要回头。
Don't Go back into the world.
不要回回到这个世俗的当中。
Don't go back and pick up your valuables.
要去找回你觉得是值钱的事物。
Because Jesus is more valuable to you.
因为耶稣对于你说是更加有价值更加宝贵。
I just want to ask the question, what's a dysfunctional age?
我问你大家一个是败坏的世代是怎样的呢
And listen to what the Apostle Paul said, what's wrong with society today. Listen to Apostle Paul.
大家留意保罗对于现今这个世代是这么败坏，他怎么去形容呢？
And I believe some Christians are caught up in this also.
我相信有不少基督徒其实都在当中犯同样的错误。
The Bible mentions there's four kinds of lovers.
圣经讲这里有四种的一人爱什么爱有四种的他所爱的
And the question you have to honestly ask yourself What do you love the most in life?
你要很诚实地问问自己你对这个世界上给你到你的东西你最爱的是什么呢
Listen to what Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, 1-4 He says But realize this that in the last days difficult times will come For men will be lovers of self lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God.
这个保罗在提摩太后书第三章那里说，你要知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那个时候人要专顾自己，他要爱自己，爱钱财，爱宴乐，不爱神。
It's obvious Paul says the only true love in life for Christians is to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength.
很明显保罗将这个几样你是凸显出，我们作为信徒的话，我们必须要尽心尽性尽意尽力地爱神。
So I want to just summarize that a dysfunctional age is really a self-centered age.
所以总括来讲，一个败坏的世代最重要的特色就是人是爱自己，自私的。
A dysfunctional age is a very selfish age where people only think about themselves rather than God.
败坏世代就是人是只想到自己而没有想到神。
Alright, we just have one or two or three people in the congregation that truly loves God. You will be a shining light to this world.
每个教会里面只有少数的人真真正正爱神的话，这个教会会成为这个世代的明光。
I would like to go on to the second part of the story.
我也想继续下去这个故事的第二点，第二部分。
A dysfunctional age produces dysfunctional families.
一个败坏的世代里面是会有很多败坏的家庭。
I belong to a men's Bible study in which there are about eight people.
我参加一个大约八个人一起查经的小组。
And most of these men who are Christians have gotten divorces.
里面当中虽然都是信主的男士都离了婚，有几个。
And they are working on their second marriage.
他们是尝试去继续找第二个的婚姻。
And there's a younger man in his 30s is in the process of getting a divorce.
其中有一个是大约三十几岁的，他正在尝试去离婚的当中。
I'm not the greatest husband.
我虽然不是最好的丈夫。
But I'm the only one in the Bible study still married to my wife.
我是这个查经班里面小组里面仍然唯一一个仍然同我的妻子是维系婚姻的。
And this year, this month, I'll be married to my same wife 49 years.
今年我会同我太太庆祝结婚49年。
Next year, we're going to Alaskan cruise with all my family to celebrate our 50th anniversary, golden anniversary.
出年呢，我会同埋我太太同埋我家人一起去呢个阿拉斯加一个游轮嗰度庆祝我哋嘅金婚纪念。
I want to say to our friends, I don't have the perfect marriage. I don't claim to have, you ask my wife, she'll tell you. We don't have the perfect marriage, but we're survivors in this dysfunctional age. We're survived all this awfulness, that the families are breaking down.
这个世代很多家庭在破裂，我自己家庭不算得上最好的，你跟我太太她有很多故事跟你讲的。
Well, let's look at Lot's family.
我们看看这个罗德的家庭。
Lot's a believer.
罗德是一个信神的人。
But a very weak believer.
但是一个很软弱的他的信仰。
He has a wife, and her name is not mentioned, so I call her out of respect, Mrs. Lot.
这里没有讲到他的妻子叫什么名，我们只可以叫他做罗德的妻子。
They have two grown-up daughters.
他们两个成了年的女。
And these two daughters are dysfunctional.
这两个女都是败坏的。
You know, Pastor Al meets with a lot of families, and there's a lot of headaches and heartaches about children leaving the Lord.
我同好多好多唔同嘅家庭同佢哋辅导过，当中有好见到好多系佢哋嘅仔女离开信仰。
Well, let's look at Lot's family, a dysfunctional family.
我哋睇下罗德呢一个唔似样嘅屋家庭。
First of all, in Genesis 19, where the story takes place, they live in Sodom.
首先他们在创世纪十九章记载他们在所多玛这个城那里生活。
You ask the question, why live in Sodom? It's such a wicked city.
为什么要在那里住一个这么差的城市？
Well, we ask ourselves, why live in the Bay Area?
问自己为什么你在湾区生活呢？
This is a wicked area.
是一个很罪恶的地方。
All over the United States, they think California, we're crazy.
美国很多其他地方看我们住在这里的人是痴线的。
Okay, so Lot lives in, and his family lives in Sodom. I said, wow, that's not the best place to raise your family.
那个绝对不是一个可以在这里生活带大细佬哥的地方。
And then one day, two angels come and tell this family, escape Sodom. God's going to judge this city.
神有两个使者来到告诉罗德亨，你快点走，因为神要审判这个城市。
And Lot's family, they leave Sodom and they escape the city.
罗德就带埋佢个家人离开呢个城市。
But remember this.
记住呢样。
Jesus tells the story in Genesis 19, and he asks us to do, only remember one thing.
留意耶稣叫我哋睇谂翻创世纪十九章嘅故事，但系净系要我哋记住一样嘢啫。
Jesus remembers the story in Genesis 19 and he tells his disciples, remember Lot's wife.
当然耶稣是记得整个故事的前因后果，但是他只是叫自己门徒记住一样，就是罗德的妻子。
I'd be so happy when we all leave this morning, go to the fellowship hall, and all of you remember Lot's wife.
如果你今天大家完了这个聚会去到 Fellowship Hall 那里吃点心的时候，你只是记得罗德的妻子，我就很开心了。
Okay, I'm going to tell you the story what happened 24 hours. I'll tell you the story what, the day event of 24 hours.
Oh, okay, 我讲这个当日24小时里面所发生的事情。
In the early morning, Lot and his family had to be dragged out of the city of Sodom by two angels.
在事情发生的当日早上，罗德和他的家人要被这个使者从家里面拉出来。
So one angel took Lot and Mrs. Lot and dragged them out of the city.
两个使者，一个拉住罗德，一个拉住罗德的太太，将他们从屋里面拉出来离开这个城市。
The second angel took daughter number one, daughter number two, and dragged them out of the city.
另外那个使者天使呢，就将罗德两个女儿，一人一边手拖一个，将他们拉出这个城市。
What is that telling you?
这件事情告诉你什么呢？
They love the world more than they love God.
他们爱这个罪恶的城市多过他们爱神。
They had to be dragged out of the city. God's going to judge it.
他们很不愿意走，以致这两个使者要拉着他们手，拖他们离开。
Are you good at listening this morning?
你今天听得有没有留心的？
Here's what the two angels told the family what to do.
这两个使者事前是这样跟这个家庭这样讲的。
The angel says, flee or escape. Don't look back. Don't stay in the valley. Escape to the mountain. That was their instructions.
咁呢个使者同罗德同埋个家人咁讲，你走啊走嘅时候，唔好回头望，唔好留喺低地，要上山上边。
I wanted to highlight the one instruction, don't look back.
我想特别系请大家留意其中一个重点，就是不要回头看。
OK, I'm a choir director this morning, and you're the choir.
我做诗班长，你们个是诗班员。
OK, you repeat after me three times.
你跟着我讲三次。
And the phrase that you repeat back to me, don't look back.
这个要大家重复的讲的就是不要回头看。
The instructions was, don't look back.
好简单，三个字 ，Don't look back.
Oh, you could do better. I'm not that bad of a choir director. Here we go. Second time.
我再来，我一齐来。
Don't look back. Okay, louder and together. Don't look back. That's what the angels told the family.
这个就是这个天使告诉这个家庭的指令。
So Lot escapes out of Sodom with his family, and they go to a town called Zoar.
咁羅德同埋佢嘅家人去到另外附近一個城市，所以叫做。
The angel said, "I will not destroy Sodom until Lot gets to the city of Zoar."
咁呢個天使話我要等到呢家人去到呢個所以嘅城市，然後先至讓呢個所多瑪被毀滅。
Okay, once they get to the city of Zoar, then Sodom would be rained with judgment.
当这家人一去到所以的时候呢，所多玛就会被这个硫磺和火来毁灭。
So at about noontime, so they must have walked about 3 to 5 miles.
咁在中午的时候，他们可能来行了五里路的时候。
Lot got to the city of Zoar.
他们已经去到这个叫所以的城市。
The daughter got to the city of Zoar.
他两个女都一起去到了。
But Mrs. Lot was nowhere to be found.
但是罗德的妻子似乎不是跟他们在一起。
What happened to Mrs. Lot?
那这个罗德的妻子发生什么事呢？
Lot had to file in the city of Zoar a missing persons report.
他要去当地的公安所那里找一下有不见了一个人。
In Genesis 19:26, this is what happened to Mrs. Lot.
在創世記19章26節那裡告訴我們聽。
And Jesus tells us, remember Lot's wife.
這個就是耶穌叫我們他的門徒要記住關於羅德的妻子的教訓。
So in Genesis 19:26 it says, But his wife, Mrs. Lot, from behind him, looked back, and she became a pillar of salt.
那裡的記載告訴我們，羅德的妻子回頭望，她就變成一條鹽柱。
I wanted to use my imagination as what took place on that day.
我想嘗試用我的想像去想想那天發生了什麼事。
The family was escaping and Lot was leading the family out.
那个家人是要逃离这个城市，罗德走在前面带领他家人。
They had to get to Zoar because it was like a sanctuary city. They would be protected there.
那他们想去到这个被烂的城市叫所以的。
As they got closer to Zoar, they said, come on family, let's go to Zoar.
他可能你想让他走在前面就招手叫他家人一路来啦，快点跟着来啦，去所以啦。
And the two daughters went up, and Lot went up, and Mrs. Lot fell further and further behind.
可以想象到可能罗德和他的女儿一路走前的时候，罗德的太太越来越落后。
And Lot says, hurry, go to Zoar, come on, the daughters are moving, he's moving, but he could not turn around. He was instructed, don't turn around.
罗德在路一路催促他的家人向前行的时候，但是因为天使吩咐他不可以回头看，他只可以向前行，他不可以拧回头看。
They got into the city of Zoar, and then God rained destruction on Sodom.
当他们一进这个所以城的时候，神就让这个硫磺和火降落去这个所多玛这个城。
And it was then Mrs. Lot became a pillar of salt.
就是那个时刻，罗德的妻子变了一个盐柱。
Okay, if you're a normal family and you're missing your wife, what would you do?
一个正常的家庭，如果太太失踪的时候，你会怎么做呢？
And this is my imagination. They got to Zoar, and Lot says to his two daughters, "Where's my wife? Where's my wife?"
你可以想象呢个罗德同埋个女入到城嘅时候，佢就会问佢两个女：，我太太，你阿妈去边度啊？
And you know, in the family, you know what the two daughters would say to dad?
你估两个女一般家庭里会点同个爸爸讲呢？
The two daughters would say, I thought she was with you.
我以为佢跟同你一起。
And Lot, the father says, I thought she was with you.
而罗德就同两个女讲，我以为佢同你哋喺埋一起。
Where's Mrs. Lot? They didn't know.
三个人都冇人知道究竟罗德嘅妻子喺边度。
They had to wait till the destruction was over and go back the next day to try to find her.
直到这个城市被毁灭，第二日他才可以回转去找究竟这个失踪的人在哪里。
Next day, in the morning, the father, the two daughters, they go back on the road.
第二日他们走回转头在路上边。
And about 100 yards down the football field, the daughter says, Oh, there she is! She's standing right there! There she is!
咁你可以想象到其中一个女话，哎，出咗城之后外边，但系行到100码，喺嗰度啦，我见到啦。
And they walked down 100 yards, they got closer and closer to the standing figure.
越行越近嘅时候，见到一个人像咁嘅喺前边。
They got there, it was a pillar of salt.
但系唔系一个活人，系一个盐柱，好似人像咁样。
And Lot says, Oh no, that's not my wife!
罗德就话呢个点会系我太太啊？
And you know, he saw it was salt. He licked his tongue, put it on the salt, and tasted the salt. Ugh! It was awful!
他望住呢个像，可能用手指湿一湿条脷去试一试嘅时候，发觉啲盐味好难接受。
Why was that pillar of salt so awful? It's because the fire and brimstone and scorched the whole area. That made the salt polluted with all the smoke and brimstone.
点解咁难个味道咁难接受？系因为当时啲硫磺啊火落嚟嘅，整到这个整个盐像咧系个。已经不是就是盐的味了。
And all you men know when you can't find your wife, you get so frustrated, missing person in action, where's my wife?
咁你作为如果是男人的话，你会都会明白到找不到太太那种心焦的状况。
Lot got so angry, he saw the pillar of salt that was tasteless, and he kicked it over. Boom! It crashed on the ground.
罗德非常之系愤怒，于是就一脚踢落呢个盐柱，盐柱跌落地，粉碎咗。
He got so frustrated, he stomped on it, mad. He couldn't find his wife.
系因为佢揾到个太太，佢就甚至践踏呢啲盐地上嘅盐。
And the angels of heaven said, "No, no, Lot, that's your wife."
系呢个使者喺天上同佢讲，唔系啊，呢个真正系你个太太嚟。
He did not know.
但是他不明白，不知道。
Jesus said this. Listen carefully.
留意听。
This is a principle of discipleship.
这个是作门徒一个原则。
Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless,How can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
耶稣在马太福音5:13那里说，你们是世上的盐，但如果盐失了味，还有什么用呢？只可以丢在外面被人践踏。
Question.
问题。
Are you good salt or bad salt?
你是好的盐，因为是失去味道的盐呢？
Question.
问题。
Are you tasty salt or tasteless salt?
你是有味道的盐，还是没有味道的盐呢？
Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are tasteless salt when you are polluted with the things of the world.
你会变为一些没有味的盐，当你的生命被这个世俗所污染的时候。
Jesus wants us to be good salt, tasty salt.We enrich and enhance society.
耶稣希望我们都成为有味的盐，以致可以将我们的影响力发挥在社会的当中。
And this dysfunctional family now, missing a wife, they go into the mountains, and the two daughters commit a despicable act.
这个败坏了个家庭，他离开了这个罪恶的城市，以后还做了一些是很令人发指的事情。
Lot's daughters thought it was the end of the world, there were no more people, so they committed incest with their own dad.
这两个女儿认为，咁我哋就为了保存佢哋嘅家庭，冇要有后代，竟然同佢哋父亲发生乱伦嘅关系。
The Bible is always truthful, even though it records the most despicable, dysfunctional acts of families.
圣经对于呢啲罪恶嘅事情係毫無保留咁寫落嚟俾我哋睇嘅。
Oh, what do we remember about Lot's wife.
咁我哋今天对于罗德嘅妻子，我哋记得啲咩咧
？She looked back.
佢回头看。
She loved the world more than she loved God.
佢爱呢个世界多过佢爱神。
I'd like to close now with the third point.
结束嘅时候，我想同大家分享第三点。
We have dysfunctional family. What does a model family look like today?
讲咗一个系败坏嘅家庭，咁一个正常一个可以效法嘅家庭系点呢
？I'm of the belief if there is just one model couple in the family, that it's healthy for the church.
我相信教会里边如果有呢啲咁嘅系可以效法嘅家庭，对于教会系一个祝福。
I don't consider myself having a model family.
我都唔觉得我自己嘅家庭可以俾人去咁样去学习。
But I'm sure there's a model family in this church.
但好相信呢个教会里边必定会有一啲咁嘅家庭。
And what does that look like?
咁呢样嘅家庭系点样嘅咧
？Even though this couple was not perfect, the Apostle Peter said the model family is Abraham and Sarah.
虽然这个我跟着要讲这个家庭不是最完美的，但是彼得前书告诉我们，亚伯拉罕和撒拉是一个这样的。
Men, be like Abraham.
男人你要学校亚伯拉罕。
Because he was a man of faith and obedience.
因为他是对神有信心和信服。
And women, be like Sarah.
女人应该学校撒拉。
Sarah knew how to respect her husband and obey him.
撒拉是知道怎样去尊敬和信服他自己的丈夫。
If Jesus tells us to remember Lot's wife,
如果耶稣叫我们记得罗德的妻子,
the Apostle Peter is telling us to remember Abraham's wife.
彼得就叫我们学校记得这个亚伯拉罕的妻子。
Because in 1 Peter chapter 3, Sarah is a model of respect.And obedience.
因为彼得前书第三章那里撒拉给我们看到是一个、敬畏她丈夫的一个榜样。
I'd like to close now by asking this question, and I have two gifts.
我结束的时候呢是想问大家两个问题，也有两个礼物。
Jesus told all of us this morning, remember Lot's wife.
耶稣今天叫我们每一个人记得罗德的妻子。
And I call this, what are we to remember? DDS.
咁啊，耶稣叫我哋记得啲咩嘢呢
？First of all, remember her disobedience. She looked back.
啊，系用三个英文字母，头一个系 D 字开头嘅，佢系啊冇信服，冇听话，佢回头看。
Brothers and sisters in Christ in discipleship, you never look back.
作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们永远不要回头看。
Jesus said in Luke 61-62, and another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home. But Jesus said to him, No one after putting his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
在路加福音第九章耶稣这样说，有些人要跟随他的时候好像一个人耕田，如果他回头看的时候，这些人是不可以进神的国。
If you look back when you're called to follow Jesus, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. Don't look back.
既然我决志跟随耶稣，你又回头看的时候，耶稣说这些人不配进神的国。
You see, remember Lot's wife. What do I remember about her? She Look back.
叫我记得罗德的妻子，我们记得什么呢？就是这个负面的榜样，她回头看。
And then her death, we remember her disobeying, her death is the only recorded death in the Bible where a person became a pillar of salt.
咁呢个 DDS 第二个字母的 D 呢，是她的死，她是圣经里面所记载唯一一个人死的时候变成一条盐柱的。
But you know, Jesus said,You are the salt of the earth, but if you don't function that way, you become tasteless, useless.
耶稣话我哋要承受世上嘅盐，但系如果我哋失去咗盐嘅功用咧，你变咗冇味咧，系对世界上系冇用嘅。
And Jesus says, "I want my disciple to be good salt, not bad salt; clean salt, not polluted salt.
耶稣要他的门徒是成为有用的盐，不是没用的盐，是洁净的，不是污染污了的盐。
And here's the bottom line. Jesus says, this is what you should remember.
由最拉尾仲就是耶稣话，我哋要记住一点。
He said in Luke 17:32-33, he said to his disciples, he says to us, remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to keep his life shall lose it, and whoever keeps his life will preserve it.
就是在第三十三节那里，是第三个英文字母 S， 是讲到这个，如果我们要保存生命就必丧掉生命，要牺牲生命的就必保存生命。
Here's a discipleship principle. If you keep your life, this is my life, you say I'm going to keep my life, I'm going to do my thing, this is my life, you lose it.
这个就是做门徒的原则，你说这些东西，这个生命，我的一生怎么活都是我的，那你就会丧掉生命。
If you lose your life to God, you keep it.
但如果你为了神的缘故放低这些想要拥有的东西，你就必得着生命。
Remember Lot's wife.
记得罗德的妻子。
Don't look back.
不要回头看。
Don't look back.
不要回头看。
Don't look back.
不要回头看。
Don't look back to the world. Always look forward to God.
好，回头看这个世界，永远向前望主神。
May God richly bless this church and to the hearing of God's word.
与神丰富的祝福这个教会和所有愿意听道行道人。
Pastor Al has a little gift for you.
好，又来到这个颁奖环节。
It's simple. You have to sit down. You got to listen.
你要留心听的，很简单。
If you know the answer, just please stand and come up, and I have the gift for you.
你知道答案，你就企起身行上嚟，我就将个礼物送俾你。
Here's the first question.
第一个问题。
I want just the book and the chapter.
答案呢，是要个书名同埋第几章。
You just tell me the book and the chapter, and you get a reward.
你记得答正呢一个书名同埋。讲书第几章呢，你就得到这个作品。
Okay. Where do you find the destruction of Sodom?
这个所罗马的毁灭是记载在圣经哪里？
I mentioned the book and chapter several times.
我已经讲到时候提过几次。
Anyone?
有没有人识答？
创
世记第十九章。答案是啱的。
识听，好好。Here's the other second question.
第二个问题。
Where do you find Jesus saying, remember Lot's wife? Book and chapter.
在哪里？耶稣说，不要记得罗德的妻子。
Anyone?
想拿礼物就说。
You get the prize even though the answer is there.
所以答案已经写在这里，你都可以拿到这个奖品的。
Book and chapter.
是需要书名和第几章。
Okay, and it has to be a woman. I'm going to discriminate. A woman. Okay, anyone? A lady, please. Where do you find Jesus saying, remember Lot's wife? Book and chapter.
这个记得罗德妻子。
Come on, don't be...
哦，有人了，这边。
Okay. Yes!
买大包的。
Pastor Al has a gift, and it comes all the way from the miniature.